Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. A study committee is taking a test run at using iPads for legislative work. Committee members will use iPads given to them by a state legislative services agency and work with them for the next 2 months. Wheatfield Senator Brant Hirschman says there's great potential.
In terms of being able to reduce the amount of paper that's used here, as well as increase our ability to move new data quickly, this may have a great deal of utility for legislators.
The goal is to investigate whether the General Assembly would be served by using iPads for legislative work, both in the State House and out in their districts. Indianapolis police are considering a policy change that would prohibit chases under the circumstances that led to a deadly crash this week. The proposed policy would allow officers to chase only violent suspects who are an immediate threat. Two teenagers were killed this week after police chased a reportedly stolen SUV. State Superintendent Tony Bennett has been addressing questions from parents, teachers, and community members from Indianapolis schools on the state's intervention list. Bennett answered criticism from attendees that he scheduled the meetings without enough lead time for the public.
Maybe there are probably ways we could have done it differently and gotten more, but we want to emphasize this is the first of many, and we wanted to project the sense of urgency and the sense of importance it has to us as a state that we start engaging with the communities immediately.
The gatherings were part of a string of community meetings state officials are holding after the State Board of Education approved the turnaround plans for struggling schools. Right now, mostly sunny skies and 98 degrees for WFYI News.